This one is called A Gift of a Mustard Seed. When I was a little girl, my mother gave me a very special present, a gift of a mustard seed. It was a necklace of a very unique design, a clear marble on a chain. The very center of the marble contained the tiniest seed in the world, a mustard seed. I am told that even though the mustard seed is the tiniest seed, it makes a large tree of over 35 feet in height. Jesus was speaking to his disciples about their little faith. He compared it to being smaller than a mustard seed. He said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Matthew 17:20. I believe God fashioned our hearts to contain a seed of faith even before we were aware of it. He gave us this gift of faith, and when we nurture and tend our faith seed, He causes it to flourish. He watches over this huge plant, and it bursts forth from us, spreading forth its branches into other lives, dropping seeds pollinated by His Spirit into other hearts. These faith seeds are nurtured, and God's Son is glorified in lives. Even the smallest act given in love can burst forth again, because this is the heartbeat of God. Love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:7. When our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is shared with others, God's love is born in them. As His seed of faith is cultivated, a heart of faith, love, and gratitude branches out to others. We love others as He first loved us, with a love we have never known. Only Jesus can teach us to love like He loves, in the power of His Spirit. Jesus says, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it?" It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. Mark 4:30-32. We will flourish because with God all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Father, I thank You for the gift of Your love and Your presence, prompting me to share Your wonderful gift. It is by Your grace that we are given birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all You created. James 1:17-18. All glory to Jesus.